Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, baby boys, we're live. We're back. It's Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, coming at you with the great Zach D'Amico, the international superstar, the living legend himself. Now 35 years old.
You're going to
see
good,
that
baby.
On Friday's show. You're going to see we celebrate his birthday, which was yesterday. But happy birthday again, Zach.
Thank you, brother.
Very exciting. Just to be doing this as a fucking job. What a great job this is.
Yeah.
I get to talk shit with my friends. And you idiots pay for it. What's wrong with you people?
Who, me?
No, them.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, technically, like, tolls, gas, yeah, you do.
With your career, with the lack of being able to be booked right. on anything else after doing things yeah. with me. See, you should not be tethering yourself to the Gas Digital and Compound Media sinking ships. What is wrong with you?
You guys are the only ones that ask me on. That's
no,
the
because
real
this
answer.
Is the problem that fucking young people in the industry make. They get a little bit of attention somewhere and they go, cool, we'll do Legion of Skanks. Right. We'll do Real Ass Podcast. We'll do Anthony DiCumia. It ain't going to happen. It's not
right.
good.
But all of a sudden it's like, oh, the chinks are cool.
Yeah. And then you're just throwing it out there.
No SNL.
Then you're Anthony. Look, great show planned. Two incredible guests as always. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her and love her from her podcast, Unqualified Experts. Also, you know her and love her from her very popular OnlyFans that you guys are all subscribing to and supporting, obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Zia. Who says clap it up?
I don't know. Does it say to say that, or do you usually say that?
I don't.
You've looked at her nudes at that? Clubs and colleges across the country.
Thank you for having me back. Happy birthday, Zach. I
Thank
forgot
you.
that was yesterday. I said happy birthday that. On your socials. But,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Zach.
He looked at me. You looked at me so creepy when you said that, and I don't understand the connection.
Happy birthday, Zach.
He looked at you and was like, happy birthday, Zach.
I don't do happy birthdays on social media because I feel like it's fucking cheeseball.
Then you got to do it
it's
for
weird,
everybody.
Right?
And it's like,
I send somebody a text message.
Yeah,
the social media reminds me that it's their birthday. Then I shoot them a text message very often. Some very often not.
I make it a point, like on Facebook, to never wish people a happy birthday except the people that I really love.
Yeah.
So it makes everybody else feel like dog shit.
I like
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that voice and love that voice. You know what? Is there no podcast anymore? What's going on?
I'm still waiting for a couple to come into fruition.
Okay.
But, no, I have a podcast that I'm starting to do on my own.
Okay.
Didn't want to promote anything. I'm promoting Thin Air right now.
Okay, he's promoting Thin Air, but he's the fucking man. He's very hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Zenhouse
Thank
is
you.
Back on the show.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
I thought Zach was going to make a fat joke when I said Thin Air.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's too easy.
We'll wait for
it. It's too easy.
Hat on a hat.
Let's do our plugs right away, and then let's get into our show, because we have a lot to talk about. Zia, what you plugging on?
My YouTube. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? My YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube at zialand.com, Zialand on YouTube. Unqualified Experts is there. I just started a new podcast with my sister-in-law. It's got the worst name in the world, but there it is. It's
is it?
Sexy Sisters Podcast.
I like it.
It's
Why are you self-conscious about the name? Own the name.
Because it sounds so gay. It's the gayest name
Sexy
ever.
Sexy Sisters. No,
you're on
gonna,
the real ass podcast.
I know. Who am I kidding? What the fuck? But that's a really fun one, so check that out. And then my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/zialand. And then also, yeah, subscribe to my OnlyFans. And that's pretty much it, I think, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I
you.
Think, I saw a picture of you and your sister-in-law. She was sexy. She was a hot
she's
chick.
She's super cute.
Pull
yeah,
up a picture of both of them.
Really
let's really objectify them right now. Also, Anthony, what you plugging?
Oh, I got at the Zen Comic on Twitter and Instagram. Late Again Zen on TikTok. And you can check me out this weekend. I'm going to be Thursday at New York Comedy Club, Midtown. I'm going to be at the Atlantic City Comedy Club on Saturday. And I'm going to be at the Fairfield Comedy Club on Fairfield on Saturday, AC on Friday, and Thursday New York Comedy Club. And then I'll be on the road with Vecchione the week after. Sick. Doing Wisecrackers with in Pennsylvania. So get your tickets, go to shalomshuli.com and come out this weekend and check us out. I'm opening for the amazing Jewish Shuli.
Nice. Zach D'Amico.
October 28th, Toronto.
Dark Arts Comedy Theater. I'm doing a stand-up show and then a live midnight spook show. And I got other dates I'm going to announce soon, including Dayton, Ohio, Louisville, and looks like Tampa.
Looks like Tampa. I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you're doing Tampa? When are you doing Tampa?
They asked me for my avails.
Sick, dude. Good for you, man. Love you. I'm going to be in Tampa this weekend.
Yep.
I was like, wait a minute. Are we doing Tampa? No. That's a different thing. Tampa, this weekend, me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, rides on. That is September 22nd through the 25th, Thursday through Sunday. Grab those tickets now, especially for Sunday. And also, next week, we'll be in Plano, Texas, the Plano House of Comedy, September 29th through October 2nd. I don't know why it's listed as just the first there on my website. And then, obviously, Skankfest is coming up. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest, happening October 14th through 16th in Las Vegas. You will be able to get amazing live streams of Skankfest this year, presented by Mint Comedy. Mint Comedy, we did a special presentation last night on Mint Comedy at the Comedy Cellar, which was fucking awesome, dude. I'll tell you right now, the stream quality is absolutely incredible. I bombed hosting the second show. It was hilarious. I mean, dude, I'm talking about crickets.
Oh.
The first 4 minutes of the set, like nothing. You know what it was? I only host The Depraved. The only time I host shows now is The Depraved. It's my own show, and it's right. My audience. It's fine.
You can cut but you used to host at the Cellar a lot.
Back in the day, yeah, I did. But that's when I used to care. I used to pander, and I used to be like, hey, guys, where you from? What you doing?
Right.
Like, that's what you have to do as a host. And I just came out, and I just fucking was like, hey, look at this faggot in the front row. Nice shirt, vampire fag.
That's like, I'm a dentist.
Dude, no. It was an audience of all just settlers. Not a single fan of mine in the crowd.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah, that's a big leap. When you have your fucking huge fan base, you
forget about it.
Yeah.
You forget about it. And it was fine. I ended up getting it back. I just got into some jokes, but it was fun. It started off hilariously rough. So you guys should have. It was free. We gave those streams away for free last night to show off the quality. But the first show was incredible, though. I think you could still probably watch them on demand. So if you guys want to go watch me bomb in the Tentacock, you can do that.
Will they put that up? That's great.
They keep it up, I think, for a certain amount of time on demand after the live stream goes, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck, dude. Well, you watch me killing with the same jokes in the earlier show. I don't really give a shit. Come watch me this weekend. It's going to be incredible. Also, Zach will be with me and Berg in Philly.
Philly's killer, man.
October 30th, which is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Make sure you guys, if you guys can't be at Skankfest, get the streams from Mint Comedy, because they legitimately, it's such a beautiful stream. It's such high quality. And yeah, people that know Mint Comedy, they know exactly what they do. So support them. 12 different streams. Three Legion of Skank shows, a Real Ass podcast. Bastard Radio Live will be streaming one of those live from Skankfest. Me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen. Kill Tony's, the Ellis Mania events. Lots of crazy shit happening at Skankfest. So you guys should all be coming out. Z, you should come fucking hang.
People have asked me if I'm going.
You're not a stand-up, but...
No.
Come party.
But I know, people have been asking me if I'm going, but I honestly, we're in the process of buying a house, and I'm about to be the brokest I've ever been in my entire life. I feel like I'm going to throw up all the time. This
really?
Is the worst process I've ever gone
You're
through.
Overextending yourself, so you need to go and party and fucking just let it out for one final weekend before you become responsible.
Just put her up. Put her up, and she'll work for it.
What is she going to do?
I was
going to
say, what am I going to
dance?
What am I going to
wear? What do girls do?
Dance.
She'll host the video game room that you guys do the 2K competition in.
Maybe.
Just dress sexy and talk to these fucking fat
losers. We should talk. Literally, see, you would be
That's
very popular there.
Do.
People would fucking love
like,
you there.
I look like 95% of their fucking fan base.
Zia, you know what we can do?
You look friendly.
That's the women.
Oh, Zia.
That's the women.
Look, we sell fucking pies on paper plates with Zia's tits on them.
Like Revenge of the Nerds.
Like Revenge of the Nerds. Pull up the scene from Revenge of the Nerds.
Let him have his idea.
No, this is great. Yeah. No.
If Lewis comes up to you in a Darth Vader mask, run.
Nah, it's just a joke. It's
Zia,
a goof.
Zia, go ahead, please. Pull up the scene from Revenge of the Nerds. Please. Where they put the do you not know the scene, Shannon?
I don't know.
It's the pies. Yeah, they sell the pies at the fair, and it's with all of the sorority girls that they like secretly took rape photos
watching.
Of them.
Yeah,
it's all the popular guys' boyfriends.
Thanks, wimp. Get yourself one.
There's Lewis.
Get yourself one, faggot.
Is it good or is it great?
Good.
It's all whipped cream. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just whipped cream.
Those are some puffy nippies.
I was going to say, those are some big nips.
Yeah, puffy, right?
Like, yeah.
They're about 3 inches.
That's my pie. Was that on YouTube?
Yes.
Wow, they show the tits on YouTube and everything. Good for them. Dude, go report YouTube. That video right now. Go report that video right now if you're watching this. YouTube is a place for fucking children.
Well, it's like it's significant. It's kind of like when you see nudity in Schindler's List. It's got a point.
You need it.
There's a point to it. To emphasize.
It's hot?
It's hot.
Yeah, I get it.
It's medical.
It's one girl with a red labia.
Significant.
So, Zia, would you be willing to have a pie stand where we sell your nudes under whipped
just
cream?
Just whipped cream, basically?
Just $10, and people are buying these whipped cream pies.
Right. Is that going to go towards my trip out there?
Yeah. Keep all the money. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, they'll put you up. Sign the contract.
Sign the contract. Let's get it going, baby boy.
Signing my whole life away.
Even have to fuck.
Do you ever go to Vegas, Zia?
I've been once. Really? I've been one time.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm sober, so there's not really any real reason for me to go.
Oh, you're completely sober.
Yeah, yeah. Like everything.
Hey, you know what we need? We need a dab person here. Do you do dabs? We need to fire him, and we need a person that has dabs regularly. That was Byron's... The highest quality thing about Byron was the fact that he always had dabs just sitting there ready to go. Because I would love a dab right now.
And he can suck his own cock.
Shannon, you probably have dabs in your fucking pocket, but do you you don't have the whole rig and the whole maru?
I have no idea how to even begin that process.
Yes, Zach, I said the whole rig and the whole maru. Like a rig and maru.
No, I understand that Byron was our resident rigger. We haven't had a rigger here since Byron.
Yes, your token rigger.
We need, you know what?
They don't come by often.
Yeah. The house rigger.
Go buy a dab rig before the show is over. But hold on. Come here. Don't just run out the door. He really just ran. Jeez. That was crazy.
Come on, Spicoli. Yeah, maybe you should keep him around.
He does look like Spicoli.
Come here. He looks like everything. We've talked about so many things that he looks like.
He looks like an unfrozen caveman.
He looks like...
Casino Man, too.
He looks like the guy who played Ted from Bill and Ted, right?
I say that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. Spicoli.
So just any long-haired stoner.
So...
Kind of.
Do you know what a dab rig is?
Yeah.
You smoke weed?
Yes.
And you take dabs?
Yeah.
But you know everything you need for it?
You need the wax?
Well, we'll get the wax.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the wax. We got the wax.
Find a Dominican.
Well, you need the, like...
You were going to go find me wax as well?
He's dedicated.
You need, like, the pipe thing that goes...
All right.
Take notes.
Pipe thing?
Here's this problem, dude.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Look, he's fucking great, dude. Young Dylan. New
sounds
Dylan.
Like, sounds like a cop.
Better Dylan. Mm-hmm. A lot of people call him Better Dylan.
Better Dylan.
Well, he's great, but he's still a little bit like rough around the edges. Like,
he's nervous.
So we had Zach's birthday cake yesterday, and there's still like, you know, 75% of it is left because nobody eats cake apparently in this fucking place.
You think a carrot cake.
It is carrot cake. It's a crazy thing. Nobody likes carrot cake. It's literally the least of the good cakes.
Has the best frosting, though.
Nobody ever had cake. Yeah, like, you know what this cake needs?
This
cake...
has vanilla frosting, not cream
what
cheese
frosting. What the fuck?
This cake needs carrots in it. That's a crazy thing.
You know, this needs walnuts and raisins. Raisins.
My cake needs more vegetables. I've always said that about cake.
Can I get a cake, but can you put trail mix in it?
But take out the M&Ms. Take out the good parts.
All the fun stuff. Yeah.
It's goddamn horrible. But regardless, there's 75% of a full cake. Our entire staff is morbidly obese, and nobody will touch this cake. But it's because the cake is now sitting, it's wrapped in foil on the counter, and I come in, and I say to Dylan, I was like, Dylan, why don't you, like, present it, like, put it on the table, like, so people want to, like, eat it. So Dylan just takes the foil off it. And puts the foil next to the cake and leaves just an open cake in the open air with just a piece of dirty foil sitting next to it. It looks like there's trash on the table. It looks like somebody pranked us and threw garbage onto our counters. So then I was like, no, take that away. Put some plates out. Put some spoons out. Put a little note. Did you put a note?
I put a note.
Can I see the note?
Yeah, sure.
Now, do you like carrot cake? Is that why they got you a carrot cake?
I was not
consulted. They never considered him.
I was going to say, who thought?
Yeah. And then he actually said they had this or red velvet. That's what he told me.
I was told the same thing in the morning when I asked them to get a cake, and then Andrea said that they got carrot cake. The other one was red velvet, and I was like, "Why did it?"
Well, it's fucking Andrea. Andrea's 78 years old. Okay.
Andrea was going to give me a Werther's original and a pat on the head.
So this is also. I said, put a little sign, a little cute sign that says "Eat me," and he takes a piece of notebook paper, folds it in half. I knew this was gonna what it was gonna look like, and in just thin pen writes, "Eat me, please," in the least appetizing handwriting that I've ever seen in my entire life.
It does make it sound like the cake is poison.
But technically, it is.
Push this button. Should I? No, dude. I wanted you to put a cute little note that said, "Eat me," with a smiley face, like with two eyes for the exclamation points, and then a smile underneath it. Okay. And I said, if you have shit handwriting, which I knew you did, I knew there was no way those fucking potted fingers were going to be able to fucking put a nice note together. I said, ask one of the girls on staff, delegate. Mm-hmm. And you still didn't do it. I'm not trying to be horny.
But the problem with that is most of the women that work here, like Shannon's a little girly-ish. The other ones will like write like cavemen on the fucking thing because they're all like, they're all kind of like dude-ish, you know?
You could have just done a little, I would have made it look cute. I would have made it look appetizing because in that, people walk in, they go, that's adorable. It says, eat me. It's got a little smiley face with exclamations as the eyes. That's fucking adorable.
Do you have good handwriting, Lewis?
I have pretty decent handwriting.
Okay.
I have good handwriting when if I were to draw, give me a marker. First of all, you do it in marker every time. I don't know why you would ever do a thin ass pen. So you have to go up to it and fucking put your nose to it in order to see it. It's crazy. If I have to write something for like an artistic project, I think I have pretty good handwriting.
Okay.
I consider this an artistic project.
You can't just like jump carrot cake on people. That's just, it has to be somebody who really enjoys.
You should warn
them.
You have to
eat
trick
me
them into
just
eating
so you
it.
Know I'm carrot cake.
Yeah. Should I get the chocolate cake that everybody loves, or should I get the carrot cake that's been sitting
see,
there?
See, Dylan,
for three
let me explain to you. Like, you want it to look good and appetite. What I would have done was I would have fucking cut it way down. Okay.
Make a little heart out of it.
Well, that's crazy. That's fucking wild.
With scalloped edges.
Lewis is going to smoke this after.
Why did you lick it?
Lick the creases.
I know.
Because it rips easier.
It rips easier.
Is that true?
And straight, yeah.
Really?
I had no idea.
Really? Queen of using her tongue to make things wet?
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Should go home and tear her girlfriend in half.
I was going
to say it's like a witch bug.
I see you have panties on.
Let's see. Eat.
But even eat me is kind of very aggressive. It's like,
I think
you say that's
kind of cute in a fun way.
What do they say on Alice in Wonderland? Do they say that? Eat me?
I am actually impressed with your handwriting. It's straight. It's legible. You can read it. That's nice.
Go put that next to the cake.
Yeah. Well, watch. It's going to disappear.
Zach, you're going to eat that?
And it looks like a little penis on there. Looks like a little pee-pee.
Oh, it does. The smiley part's
go put that next to the cake now. And then, listen, get a
rigmarole.
We need a rig.
A marole.
A marole.
A torch. We have a torch. We have to have a torch.
Do we have a torch?
Make sure you get butane.
Do you have butane for that torch?
You gotta get a butane.
I need a little metal stick. You're not writing any of this.
If he comes back.
When I go to a restaurant and the waiter goes, and I'm telling them my order, and they just go, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to punch them in their fucking head. It's the most infuriating thing. It's like, write it down. Why are you risking fucking it up? There's no chance you're going to fuck it up if you write it down. But if you don't write it down, it's a small chance.
Well, also, I'd like to know what restaurant they're working at where they just get to take one table's order at a time. Because how the fuck are you memorizing multiple tables?
Because waiters think that they're important. So that they want to do is they want to add more. Like, look, this is what I can do. Like, it's like a trick they're showing off. Like, I don't need a trick, bitch. I need you to bring me my fucking chicken fries.
I've only ever done that if it's
chicken
just
fries,
a two-top.
I couldn't think of a word. I couldn't think of a food that's real.
It's a real classic thing.
I mean, I know
chicken
fries. Zach's about to cut me down because chicken fries are a real thing from Burger King. But that's the only place in the world that chicken fries
Sir,
are.
Sir, I believe this paper crown indicates that I am in charge of this transaction.
Fuck me, dude. This is a funny show.
I said two zesty peasant.
Bring me my chicken fries. I could have named any food. I could have stopped that chicken. If I just didn't say fries.
Chicken fries. Pizza rolls.
Fuck. All right, dude. So we need a rig.
Hershey Sunday pie. Post haste.
We need a rig. We need a carb cap.
No, I want carb that.
Carb cap.
Carb cap.
We need a metal sticky thing. Metal sticky thing. You know what it is? You know what I'm talking about? Thing. That's what you pick
the scooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The scooper.
Like a yeah.
Tool. We need
butane.
Butane. A torch. Make sure that torch. You know, let me see that torch and make sure it's a good torch.
The butane is important. I mean, if you have that can of butane, you think it's full, and it's not. You're gonna kill him.
Ruined your whole day. You have to go back out.
Yeah.
Have to send him right back.
You can probably go to the place upstairs.
Oh, by the way. Oh, yeah. Hold on. That's crazy. Is that full? That's crazy.
It's my just.
We really look like drug addicts.
Look like cat burglars. Look like. You guys doing jewel thieves, huh?
You know what I want you to do? This is all on Gas Digital anyway, so you got to get the company card from Andrea. Don't tell Ralph that I'm doing this, okay? Shannon, I know how to make people happy, okay? And I make people happy. This is the difference between me and Ralph. Ralph cuts people down and makes them fucking sad. I make everyone happy. I bring everyone. I make everyone money. I'm the money guy. I'm the idea guy. I'm the fun guy. Ralph is a spendy Jew. That's what he is. So don't fucking tell me I can't spend a little bit once in a while, okay?
Did you say a spendy Jew?
A spendy Jew.
You mean a non-spendy Jew?
No, spendy.
Spendy? Okay.
Yeah, he spends and he's a Jew.
It's kind of like putting a yarmulke on a yarmulke, though, isn't it?
It's crazy. So get another torch. Get a good, high-quality fucking blowtorch. This can be right upstairs, by the way. Do you know that? Did you know you were only going upstairs?
Yeah.
I thought I was sending you literally like 10 blocks.
Yeah, no, you go upstairs.
Yeah, this is right upstairs, dude. I would say get a decent size bong for it. Make sure that it has to have the correct piece to torch, and then the carb cap to put on top of that. That's it, right? Is there anything else?
That's some chicken fries.
An order of chicken fries would be nice.
Can you remember chicken fries?
Okay. Butane rig, carb cap, metal sticky thing, another good high quality torch, and chicken.
You don't really got to get the chicken fries. If you can get chicken fries delivered here by the end of the show, I'll give you a $100 bonus.
So like $100.
$100 bonus. Okay, I guess that is... I'll pay you.
The bonus is that you pay
him. I will give you money.
I will pay you.
All right, okay, but it's got to be... you're not getting them here, but you could try. If you get chicken fries here by the end of the show, you get $100 in cash. Cold, hard... Everything's going to be a contest for everyone's pay moving
cold,
forward.
Hard chicken fries.
From now on, you have to compete for your pay, all of the employees. Race against a clock, or you don't get paid.
No, I like New Dylan. I sent him out for something, and I got all my change back.
Where's old Dylan? Is he still here?
I think No Need for Apologies fired Dylan.
Oh.
Did they?
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Well, they don't need to apologize, I guess.
I'm pretty sure they fired him, which is pretty goddamn funny. But no, Dylan will be doing random stuff. I want to see if Dylan will fight Paco at Skankfest.
That'd be great.
I think that's a good fight.
Paco's stockier, but Dylan has more reach.
Dylan has more reach. That'd and honestly, after watching Dylan and Harrington fight again, I think Dylan, if he would have just calmed down and just really focused on just throwing a 1-2, just not fucking freaking out, just playing a little bit slower of a pace, he could have actually beat Harrington. That's the truth.
So. Is this, when they're fighting, are these like complete MMA or like jiu-jitsu?
They're just boxing, doing boxing.
Just boxing.
They're just
okay.
doing boxing. So Skankfest, we have Ellis Mania within Skankfest. Me and Ellis are fighting in MMA in April.
Nice.
But we're just doing like boxing events and it's silly stuff. They have, electric dog collar fights and blindfolded boxing. And I dressed as a pinata last year. I had candy hanging all from my body. And then I had four fans that were trying to beat me up while I had professional fighters protecting me.
That's great.
But I got to like beat the shit out of them too. It was so much fucking fun, dude.
It was a good time.
Do you know any
just
midgets?
The best. Yeah.
Come yeah, on. Aaron Burke.
Oh, come on, damn doggy.
That's what's up, nigga.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm very, very excited to be in Vegas again. I really like Vegas. I go to Vegas a decent amount at this point.
It's a fun place to go. You're a gambler too, right?
Not a massive gambler, but
you get the bug when you're there. Like you see the bright lights and the
bug and AIDS. Yeah, I get the bug. No, I do gamble a little bit. Nothing crazy. I take out like $500 to a grand.
Yeah, that's that's not crazy. Like you would think that would be crazy.
Oh, hey.
This is the pinata fights. This is me just lighting up fans. Here, Zia.
How hot was that?
Zia, get all wet. Zia, get all wet.
I already am. Already there. Look at that.
Look at this. Boom, I just lit this guy up, dude.
If they ever make a statue of you, it has to be in that outfit. Boxing gloves on and
you're like a gay version of Stephen King and Creepshow.
the hell's
meteor
going on here?
Shit.
Something's happening with the thing now, dude. My thing shut down, and then now it just keeps on reopening, saying that I'm putting in the wrong password. Shannon, we need a new computer. This is absolutely crazy.
How long since you dropped the entire cup of coffee on it have you been using it?
2 weeks.
I'm actually amazed that it's lasted this long at all.
2 weeks? I don't know.
It's holding.
And it's a Dell. I think that's the real problem.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you're a responsible adult over the age of 21 and you like to get high, you got to get high on YoDelta's Delta 8 THC that ships legally to your door in most states.
They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research. Holy moly, it works. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. Most importantly, it gets you high. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, you really should, dude. I get super high on the vapes. If you guys ever see me smoking a vape pen, it's because it's Delta 8 from YoDelta. If you guys buy something from YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, so, yeah, what game do you play when you gamble?
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
That's my game.
That's essentially what I play.
It's still gambling. It's like, you know, people play poker, and it's like it's a sport. Like it's a you know, you can really be good at it.
Yeah,
blackjack is still, it's like probability.
Yeah, blackjack, it's the best odds in the casino for the player.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing, the camaraderie at the table is very nice. You're playing against the dealer, against the house. So you're rooting for everyone to win. When the dealer busts, the whole table wins. Like, yeah, there's like a, you know, you're cheering and everyone's
like
fucking
Maury. Yeah, when you're
playing poker, you're looking at everyone sideways. You're like, these are your fucking enemies. It's war.
Right.
Blackjack is a lot more... It's a great game to like play with a chick because chicks are fucking, you know.
Go on. You don't have to censor yourself, Lewis. Fine. Lewis sounded like there's like you felt bad
they're
about it.
They're not figuring
Let's
out
go.
Strategy.
We're
they're
dumb.
Gonna, you know,
we're yeah. stupid.
They're not math.
I don't know. Anything
Stupid's
about
not
it.
The word. It's more like you guys.
Math challenged.
Have you ever just played a fucking game with a girl? They just.
I would say emotional.
Emotional. That's a good word. Yeah.
It's just if you simplify it, it's like hit, stay. Like, it's a very girl sort of, like, mentality.
Girl-friendly.
Those are also the instructions Lewis gives to women.
You gotta hit to stay.
Well, I hit them if they don't stay very often.
But, yeah, so it's a fun game because you can sit there for a while. You can actually sit there. It's not like one of those things where you play roulette, you put one on red, and then you lose all your money and you're done.
Yeah.
You can actually sit there. It's a little bit more of a slow burn. You get drinks. You're hanging out, you know, you could get good at blackjack. You realize, you understand how the probability, you see the certain cards on the table and you know when
that's
you should
the wrong,
stand.
That's the wrong mentality. So that right there.
Why would you say that?
Right there is exactly what the house wants you to think. Everyone, they want you to go watch some video on how to count cards and understanding.
No, not count
more,
cards.
But that's really what it is. Once there's more high cards out, you go like, oh shit, it's going to be all low cards. Once there's more... There's no real way to do it. And the way they did it, there's a great book called Bringing Down the House, and they really articulate how to count cards. They break it down. And you'll read the book, and you'll go, oh, I can count cards. Let's go, bitch. But they had a whole team. First of all, they were MIT students who were like math geniuses, right?
Right.
And they had a whole team that would come in, and one person would sit down, and they would place the minimal bets. And what they're doing the whole time, the cards are coming out on the table, they're counting, they're going plus one, minus one, plus
right.
one, minus one.
Anything above.
Yeah, based off of high cards or low cards. Essentially, once there's a lot of high cards left in the deck, once they go, oh shit, a lot of low cards have come out and they cross a certain threshold and they know there's a certain amount of cards left in the deck that are really, really high, a certain percentage, then they signal another guy to come in and bet super heavy because what happens is if there's a lot of high cards left in the deck, the probability of the dealer busting becomes that much higher. And it goes from, like, instead of it being, like, you know, 52% in the favor of the house, it becomes 52% in the favor of the
right.
person, right?
Right?
So for this very short amount of time, those heavy bets will yield you very, very big results. But that's the whole sort of like how it breaks down. But if you're just sitting there by yourself trying to go like, oh yeah, dude, there's been a lot of high cards recently, you'll sort of get caught up in doing, you should always play by the book with blackjack.
But that's not what I'm talking about. You see, you
were- No, you're a fucking R. Don't fucking tell me, dude.
I've never seen Lewis get so intense.
Don't you ever fucking tell me how to play blackjack.
And that's what got him kicked out of the casino the last time. Don't you tell me how to play blackjack, dealer. No, but that's counting cards. That's a totally different thing. I'm talking about what you might be talking about, the probability. When you see, like when you hit and when you stay depends on what the dealer has or what you have and what other people have around you.
Yeah.
So if you have like a, if the dealer has like a seven or above, you know, you should you have to hit because the probability of him having like a 17 goes up. Yeah. And you're gonna lose anyway.
There's rules. It's kind of a mindless game. That's why girls like it, because it's very mindless, and you guys can just give yourself to it and go, let me get another drink, and then you can make a mistake, and all the guys at the table go, oh, she's just a girl. Hold on, let her
pat her on the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're so cute.
But if you're a guy and you make a mistake, if you hit when you're supposed to stand, it might cause a fucking fist fight.
They lose their minds.
It might cause a brawl on a table. But when a girl does it, everyone's like, whatever. She's cute.
No, I agree with that. And there's always like, you know, there's always like that black guy at the table who's putting like $1,500 bills on the table.
Yeah.
And he'll keep splitting those threes.
Oh, I love it.
Those three. And just
I love it. Like I love it. Dude, I love when I fucking put a bet down. Then it's like, oh, dude, I got to split them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, split them again.
I keep splitting them.
Double down on that one. Double down on that one. And then I lose it all.
Yeah.
Then it's just it's so thrilling,
but
though.
But you earned
when
it.
When that happens, because that only happens like maybe two or three times in a night where you start to, you hit a hand like that where you're splitting and you're doubling down within one hand.
Right.
When that, the thrill of that moment.
And if you win, unbelievable.
Wow. Like
if you hit that, all, if you get all
it,
those.
It feels fucking great. I'll tell you right now, I'm a sucker as well for a slot machine. I'll do a slot machine like an old lady.
That's what you do at the end of the night, like after you've lost blackjack.
Usually right when I get to the casino. I throw 100 in the slot machine and I go, let's fucking play.
So that's how it works.
And I walk around. This is some Shannon shit right here. I walk around and I try to feel the spirits pulling me to the machine. This is something that Shannon would do. If Shannon walked
that only works at Native Americans.
If Shannon walked into a casino, Shannon, would that not be what you did? You'd close your eyes and you'd try to feel the machine talking to you and calling you to it?
I don't like slot machines, but sure.
What do you play?
I'm not like great. The only time I've ever won money in Vegas was when we were all there for Lewis's fight. And we all went out afterwards and I won because we're all playing at the blackjack table. It's the only time I've ever won in my life. I just have no luck.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of.
That didn't hook you though? Like you weren't like hooked after that? Like,
no.
When you start winning at a table, like that's how they get you. Like that's the thing. They want to hook you in like, oh man, I'm winning.
I don't know. I'm with Shannon.
I make money.
It doesn't do anything for me. No. I played the slots in Australia. They have just in bars. All the bars have rooms with a bunch of slot machines in it.
It's all the
just
slots go backwards?
Yeah, they go the other way.
Hell yeah.
really?
So I did it there for a little bit. And it's kind of fun when you're drunk. I mean, that was back when I still drank. So it's kind of fun when you're drunk, but it's, I don't know. It does. There's nothing thrilling about gambling to me. I just see my money leaving me and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like,
I think if you need the money, it's the most awful feeling in the world.
Oh, right.
Sure. And I'm in a place now where I wouldn't gamble the money. That, I mean, there was a time when I would go to a casino and I would take out 100% of what I have in the world.
Like, oh, my God.
Everything. And it would be like $500, $400. Like, that's what I have in the world. There's no, who knows where the next money's coming from.
Right.
And when you're doing it that way, yes. Every time you lose a hand, you feel it. Like, you're biting your fingers. Like, but now when I go to a casino, I'm literally, I take out what I can. I take out literally assuming that I'm going to lose it. Completely assuming that I'm going to lose it. And if I don't lose it all, I go, that's awesome. I look at it as like if I was paying $500 for a night out drinking with some friends. Just whatever we're doing to entertain ourselves, that's the cost of it, right? And if you look at it that way, then it becomes really fun because very often I never clean myself out. Even if I lose money, you lose a couple $100, I got a sack of chips at the end. I'm like, all right, that was fucking fun. I just drank all night. I hung out with my friends. We fucking flirted with girls at the casino. It was a worthwhile experience.
And you drink for free, right? When you're gambling, they just give you drinks. So I guess you could look at it as this is what I would have spent on drinks. And I also got to have fun.
Granted,
at the same
it's
time,
shitty
so.
Drinks. It's shitty quality drinks. They don't bring you any fucking top shelf shit.
That's free.
And that's number one.
You get to meet a lot of single mothers who are serving the drinks.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Number two, they take their sweet fucking time with those drinks.
They do. Unless you tip them big.
I tip them decent every
time. I tip them right in the beginning. I go, here's a 20.
Yeah.
You know, give me my Shirley Temple.
I give them about a 5 every time they bring me.
Really? Oh, so you're a consistent tipper.
I'm a consistent tipper.
Do you ever go to a bar? Do you ever go somewhere and you tip the guy, like you tip the bartender like 20, 30, 40 bucks in the beginning? You do it in the beginning, that guy knows that you're going to... That you're fucking, you're going to be taken care of the whole night. This is the way it works.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Because they don't give a fuck. They don't see how you tip if you're tipping.
I'm
at
not
the
going
end of the
night. To a bar where I need to fight my way for like a drink to, and get the guy's attention. I don't go to those types of bars anymore. So, you know, I'm a little bit classier.
What kind of bars do you go to now?
If I'm going to go to a bar, I'm going to go with my chick. We'll go to
TGI
like,
Fridays.
No, we'll go to like more like a laid back, like loungy type thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. You know. Like real classy, like jazz music.
Not even that.
It's kind of dark.
I would go to like a, we if we're gonna, I don't. I typically don't go to a bar. I go to a restaurant that has drinks, you know. Right. So and we'll get some food and we'll have some drinks at the bar maybe before or after. So yeah, it's not really like I don't know. I'm not fighting with fucking dudes with fucking like beer hats on. Fucking like I gotta get the bar.
Like you go,
attention.
Like you walk in, they think you're the dishwasher. Like,
yeah, no, not get really the, those types
get,
of
get in the back.
Not really my thing, you know.
No, he just takes her for chicken.
Service entrance is over here.
But I'll say at comedy clubs, you have to fucking tip the staff. Right. And I've dated enough comedy club waitresses in my life now. Like they talk amongst themselves about who does not tip. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that they
and who has STDs. And who,
they legitimately but like if you don't you like Dave Attell, I learned it from him, dude. I watch him just fucking tip really well every time he goes to a comedy club. And the staff fucking loves him, dude. They light up when he comes in. So I just make sure every time I'm at a comedy club, if I order a single drink, I tip the bartender pretty well.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm at the stand, I always take care of the waiter that is taking care of us. But in this industry specifically, I think you have to do that. You don't want to be fucking known as a, do they talk shit? I know because these girls have talked shit about other comedians to me. I want to name names right now, but I won't. I refuse. But I really want to name only because I don't want to get the comedy club waitresses in a fucking weird thing.
Right.
But there's friends of ours that are cheap scumbags.
Mm-hmm. Lewis taught me to always. I always tip 20 on my first drink at a comedy club.
Yeah,
because he just. I follow Lewis's lead, and usually it's the classy thing to do.
Well,
as silly as that sounds, Lewis is a good role model for shit like that.
I am. You're goddamn right I am. Shannon, I am going to Tampa this weekend. I'm very excited about this. Well, we decided to do a brand new segment on the show where we're gonna feature news stories from wherever I'm going that week. Right? What did I say the name of the segment was, Shannon?
I don't think we need.
No, I did say it because I said it in like a black set.
That was a different segment. I don't want to reveal it yet, but it wasn't.
What
this
was
one.
The other segment?
It was the executives one. executives
be wiling.
Oh. I thought it was our new segment. Who babied us?
Executives be wiling. That's going to be another segment we do because executives regularly be wiling. They really do. Are you right, Shannon? You know what? It's time for some Tampa news, folks. What's going on in Tampa right now? I'm very excited for this weekend, so please come out. Sidesplitters Tampa, me and Aaron Berg could be fucking crushing it.
So since I was only able to find two news stories, I also found some fun Tampa facts that we can do afterwards.
Please.
But
did they invent the tampon?
No. Okay, so here's the first story. A Tampa student, so he was celebrating his 19th birthday. He was out with a group of friends. He took an Uber ride home. At 1:30 in the morning, he gets out of the Uber. He's home, but then he gets into another car that there's a driver in. It's unclear if that other car is also an Uber or just a regular car with a guy in it. But he got into the car, and then the guy who was driving that car shot him dead.
Oh.
The guy who shot him has not been arrested because they're using Florida's stand your ground rules. So there's not a lot of details of it, but I can show you what the kid looks like. It says apparently this is what he looks like.
But he wasn't. He was sitting in an Uber.
Well, he got into a different car after he was home. But he doesn't. So it says that like the person who did the shooting would have to be scared for their life, and it just seems like this kid drunk at 1:30 in the morning.
You're saying that he's a dweeb and that you wouldn't be afraid of it. But look, go back to him, dude. He has thick forearms. This is not as, you know, if this guy, like, look, he's, you know, he's taking a nice photo, you know, on his deck in his backyard.
He's short.
I don't trust those shoes. It makes him look date rapey.
He's got a little bit of a date rapey vibe. And, you know, depending, how do you know what the Uber driver looked like? What if he was a little fucking dweeb like Gay Blind Mike, right? Like, he should be afraid of this guy. I mean, look, it sounds like he got into the car, wouldn't get the fuck out, and the guy was like, what the fuck's going on? This guy's hammered. And then he shot him.
So I used to drive an Uber a couple of years ago. I still have the sticker on the back of my station wagon. I forgot to take it off. So I'm parked in a really bad neighborhood in upstate New York. Really bad. And two black people get into my car. They just open up my car door in the back and they get in.
And you get out. You say, "You guys can have the car. Thank you very much."
And I said, "No." And they said, "Oh, so are you the?" I'm like, "No." I just thought my first instinct was just go, "No."
To talk to them like animals. No. Right. That's not what we do here.
But I knew if someone's getting in the back seat of your car, that means my first instinct was, oh, they thought I was their Uber.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to carjack you and get in the back seat like a fucking like Grey Poupon and go, drive, Jeeves. You know, like they're going to fucking get, they're going to punch you. They're going to take you out of the car. They're going to put a knife to your head, gun to your head or whatever. So it was a mistake. So this guy, if he got into this guy's car, I think, first of all, him having a gun was probably the biggest mistake. Do you know what I mean? Because
who had the gun? Did the guy have a gun?
The guy in the car had the gun.
The guy who.
Well, the guy who supposedly, the guy he got in the car with. Maybe this guy was so drunk he thought he was getting into an Uber. A lot of people must do that. If that happened to me, a lot of people must get into cars assuming they're their Uber.
I want to know.
That's happened to me at least a dozen times.
Right.
Where I open the door and I go, "Hey, drive me." And then they go, "Who are you?"
Right.
But who drives around with the first thing I do when I get, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a girl, but the first thing I do when I get into my car is lock the doors. I'm driving with my doors locked. If I stop at a stoplight, my doors are locked. If I'm parked, my doors are locked. So like there's no way anybody's accidentally getting into my
car.
I
never ever lock my doors.
Really?
I dare somebody to try to carjack me. I double dog dare you to try to fucking carjack me.
There's going to be some people flying to try to carjack Lewis.
It ain't going to happen unless they have a gun.
But yeah, so
give them a gift.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They could have a gun, but I guess at that point, locked doors are probably not going to do much.
But you're not going to really carjack me. You're going to probably carjack you, Zia.
I guess.
Well, that's not true as well. Like, it depends, I guess, the type of car. You're going to go risk versus reward. Mm-hmm. Like, a big Puerto Rican in an Audi or a little tiny girl in a fucking
Dodge.
I don't know what you drive. A Dodge, yeah. I'm going to probably still. I'm going to wait for the girl in an Audi or a girl in a Mercedes Benz. That's the reality. I'm never carjacking a big dude.
Right, but you want to also carjack a car worth carjacking.
Yes, but there's plenty of gals and old men who drive nice cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And honestly, nicer cars than I have. So
right. You think? Well, not now. Now you're the car.
No, my car is nice, but I don't think my car is nice enough to jack.
What do you drive?
An Audi.
Yeah, of course.
It's
you get a good price for that, especially if you take care of it.
It's a $60,000 car, brand new, and it is. If you're going to go through the process of jacking somebody's car, I would just go with a higher quality car. Mm-hmm. Unless they're like running away from a robbery and they're trying to get in a getaway vehicle. But what most of the time when cars are being jacked, it's to sell them, right?
To strip them.
Or strip them,
them down.
Joyride sometimes.
Yeah, if it's crazy kids, I mean.
See, that's the thing. Right. Like, yeah, you get some fucking crazy kids, they just come up and fucking smash in your window and be like, "We're just going to take it for a ride." Be like, "No."
Yeah, so I would have took you for a ride.
I wouldn't. Here's the other thing. It's like if my car got stolen, this is how little I know about like insurance or any of this shit, right? Like if I went, all the time I'll go into like 7-Eleven and I'll leave the car, key in the car, just leave it running. Mm-hmm. Don't give a shit. Leave the
door. You're right as an American.
Wild.
Leave it open. Like I
do that too.
Not even a question. Yeah. Not a question that somebody would dare steal my car.
You know, most of the time you're good.
But in my mind, if somebody did steal my car, I would literally just, they'd be like, "No, we're going to give you a new car."
Mm-hmm.
Or do I still have to pay for that stolen car?
It depends on your insurance policy.
On your insurance policy. That's the thing.
I don't really know. Like, I assume that there's going to be like, "Yeah, dude, I mean, they stole your car. That's crazy. You know, here, we got you." But maybe not. I have no idea what my insurance
is. It depends on your insurance. When I first met Nick, this was in LA, some drunk driver totaled his car when it was just parked on the street. So he walked out to a totaled car. Luckily, the guy, I guess he was hammered, but he wasn't a complete dickhead. So he left his information, but his insurance company didn't pay for shit, but Nick's did. Wow. But he still had to pay an extra like $6,000, I think. So it didn't cover all of it, but it covered.
I think my car's covered up to a certain amount,
right? And then you have to pay for whatever after that.
But also, if you have like theft insurance, I mean, there's different kinds of insurances under your policy.
I don't know how
if you want to pay extra, you'll get different. You'll get better policies.
I don't know how any of it works.
I mean, if a tree falls on your car, that might be an act of God or something. Like they call that an act of God,
and that doesn't get covered.
And that might not get covered if you don't have the coverage for it. Liability, usually collision, stuff like that. That's what most people have.
Plus, a lot of the time when Lewis runs in stores, I'm in the passenger seat. So I think if somebody just stole Lewis's car, I'd be like, "Oh, I guess I opened for you now."
Shouldn't you be driving?
All right, what's this? Give me another Tampa story, Shannon.
Okay, so the next one is silly. I was just trying to find another one from the area. This is a Tampa native. His name is Anchor Brandt. And and he started growing out his mullet during the pandemic, and now he is going to be competing for the USA Mullet Championship.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know they had those. Him.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm assuming it takes place in Florida.
Solid mullet.
Wow.
Solid stash.
And his mom is super proud of him and excited about, like, everybody loves this.
She's super proud.
Yeah.
Like, Zach, why don't you,
like white pride.
Why don't you, are you growing a mullet? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah.
I just realized that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just in the process of growing it out.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
It looks
how
like whatever the fuck this is right
now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it for anything in particular or just for funsies?
Mullet championships.
Okay. I like it.
Trying something
Zach, out. You need a pet pig. You need one in your life, dude. If I bought you a pet pig, will you keep him?
I can't have one in the apartment.
Please.
Little Vietnamese.
Not little. No, he's going to have
size.
A huge, he's got a whole, not pink. Yeah. He's got like splotches of different colors on it, yeah. Dude. Its eyes barely open. Extremely overweight.
We share a baby pool in the backyard.
Get him a chink pig.
Dougie, it needs to be a massively oversized. He's got to have the same haircut as you.
Glasses.
If the apocalypse ever happens, you could eat it. I feel like it wouldn't be a bad thing to have around.
You can
have
best friend, dude.
My friend.
They say pigs are as smart as dogs, or even smarter than dogs.
We used to raise pigs, and then we would eat them, and they were like our buddies, but we still ate them.
You still ate them. So yeah. Yes, Zach.
No. Oh my God! Look at their little faces.
He's almost a little. No. There's ones that are like
splotchy.
Yeah, they're splotchy.
Like, and like the ones
they have
that
hair like Zach.
The ones that race at like the state fair.
There's ones that look like Zach, kind of. I got to be honest with you.
You can like find a feral them. Pig.
Let's see.
You need a big jug with three X's on it.
He's already got the overalls.
That's a good one.
Zach, you need a big blue ribbon that you constantly wear.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
There you go. It looks like it can't even walk. Its belly is so fat on the ground.
Don't say that about
Leave
me.
Leave him alone.
His name's like Merle or something.
Yeah, dude.
Hold on, me and Merle will be in the backyard.
Zach, you just need to be on a porch with that pig. Just honestly, dude, this is how you do comedy. People come and see you on this porch.
Yeah.
And you do your sets, dude, and you have a spittoon bucket. Yeah. And you're constantly drinking sun tea.
I don't know
that your wife
so
makes
great.
You. This is a happy life for you, my friend.
Every part of this sounds great.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah, he's not arguing with you.
Somebody in the race live chat says it's called a piebald pig. Is that what it's called?
Piebald. I looked at potbelly pig.
Potbelly pig.
No, that was that. That was that listener's time to shine, huh? I know this one.
Chase Me Faggot in the Racist Live Chat says, look up coon pigs. Coon pigs.
Hey, that's a pig I would get.
What you got in your car?
No, it was coon, and then the front was pig. duck, goose, coon pig.
Shannon, did you find a cute coon pig? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, well, they're so cute.
We are
wow, they're adorable.
These are coon pigs.
So cute.
Oh, they're fluffy.
Zach, that's also
diet yellow. Oh, come on.
God. Look at the little piglet ones, too. They're so cute.
So you raised pigs, and you did you name them and treat them like pets?
Yeah, and then we would eat them. We'd emu them in the ground.
And did you, what do you mean emu them?
You dig a big hole, and you put hot rocks in there, and then you bury the pig for, I don't know, like a day or two.
You kill it first.
Yeah, you don't like, do it
Jesus
alive.
Jesus Christ.
We're not totally animals.
To your friend?
You would cut their arms as they listen to My Dying Bride.
You would slice open their genitalia with a surgical blade, yeah. And
yeah. You get like those bolts in your tongue, and
put their head in a vise, squeeze their eyeballs out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're your friends.
Yeah,
so what's like that luau shit where you put them under the ground?
Can we see that? I would love to see that. That sounds like a great way to cook a pig.
Delicious. Yeah, you do. It's so good.
You cook it in the earth.
You cook it in the earth. We do it for like graduation. So every time somebody graduated high school or college, we would.
So like once every 9-10 years.
Yeah, but other times too. Parties, first birthdays, that kind of shit. Big events.
Once every 10 years.
Oh, we got another one.
I heard you graduated.
Dude, I bet your family is so delightfully trashy. They have to be.
Oh, my God, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Which is why everyone's so attracted to Zia, because she's hot, but yeah, you have a trashy quality to you that just, whatever, it's not by looking at you, it's not by anything else. Oh, I can just tell that not many people graduated high school in your family.
I think my dad was the first one, actually.
Yeah.
Well, she's got like an Ellie Mae quality.
So did you actually kill the pigs yourself?
No, I didn't kill them myself.
Your dad did.
My aunt did, I think.
Your aunt did. Yeah. How do they kill them?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to ask her. I think they do something with their head. They like get a little thing and shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
A gun?
So it's just quick.
Oh, is it like the air gun?
Yeah, like those. Yeah. It's
that was
not
one of the best. We watched it on the show. I'd be willing to revisit it. It was so good. There's a guy who has a YouTube channel.
Or you just got a GoPro on the end of one of those.
That was my first episode. Wow.
That was your first episode, yes. Natalie. Dude, it was...
Because the cows don't earliest figure memory. It out.
All right, so before you even pull it up, dude, because we'll re-explore this, because this is fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious.
The first 30 seconds are disturbing, because what it is it's cows, and they don't know what the fuck's going on. Right. Cows are dumb as fuck, dude. Cows are like, fuck, put cows at a blackjack table, they'd be fit in, dude. They're just chewing.
Just taking up space.
Just staring, right, dude? And then the guy goes over to him, and he has got, like, what type of gun is it?
It's like an air bolt, so it's got a bolt in it that comes out real fast.
It retracts and goes back in, yeah.
So it's not a projectile.
Oh, it doesn't actually...
No, it just pops back in and out.
So he goes up to these cows, and he just goes, hello. And then he puts it to their head, and he goes, pop! And then you watch the cow just fall to its death in the most... like, not violent, strange, matter-of-fact way. It's crazy. But it is, like, hypnotizing. Watching,
because it's like an instant death.
Instant death. And it becomes funny. It starts off as disturbing. 15 seconds in, you're like, I like this. 30 seconds in, it's fucking hilarious.
Because the cows never catch up.
They never catch up. They watch their friends, and they run a little. They go, ooh, and then they run, like, 8 feet. And then they look.
Oh, yeah,
they
more grass.
Forget
cows
immediately.
Cows are fucking retarded, dude.
That's why we eat them.
Yeah, here, you gotta pull that up if you can.
Aw.
Yeah, I thought this one actually shoots.
They're cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah, that one shoots.
This one shoots, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, this...
You're right. They're just standing there. They're like, what's going on over here?
That's far away.
Wow.
Straight down, dude. But this guy apparently comes in and kills your... Look, you look at him. He's like, what happened there?
What, didn't even do anything?
Yeah, they don't even move.
Bang.
He's killing a lot of cows.
Hey.
There's a llama like, what the fuck? The llama knows. The llama's like, eat shit. I'm out.
That's why when vegans are like, we shouldn't be eating animals. Like, do you think that these creatures would survive in the wild on their own?
No.
No, they're not supposed to. Look how dumb this cow is. Like, hey.
He
meant to smell it.
He's like, what's that? Is it food?
Apparently this guy is, it's like a humane way to do it. And people call him to their farm when they want to put their cows down.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Nice.
He like comes in and just does it. But he made a video blog. Look at, they all just stop and
you
turn.
You have to watch. There's videos out there, like when they kill a pig in a small village, like some small Eastern European village, it looks like a lynching.
Yeah.
It's fucking real. I mean, you want to hear a pig. A pig screams like a person.
Oh, that's terrifying.
You know what I mean? Like,
get this rope off my neck!
That sucks. They know what's happening.
Like, instead of like what your aunt probably did was probably like shoot in the head real quick and it fell, like what they do is like they make a whole day out of it. They put ropes around the pig's fucking legs and they drag the pig out. And the pig's like, rah! 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 Like, he knows there's
something wrong. No! Yeah.
They like, they hang the pig up like on its hind legs. The pig's like dangling, like, rah! He's just going crazy. You'll stop eating fucking hamburgers and hot dogs for a month.
In their defense, that pig was caught whistling at a white pig.
Are you smiling at her, boy? It's fucking
Emmett Swill.
Oh no!
Hush in the racist live chat is not happy with the video of the cows being shot.
They're not that rate. The racist chat doesn't
racist
like
live chat. Yeah, I guess there's a couple people that are not.
They would rather see other things.
He says he just
shot
loves animals. Stephanie says why. Not happy, Lewitt. Like, they're not happy with me right now. Who cares?
There were a lot of people that weren't happy with your take on pit bulls either.
Whatever. Literally, if they took pit bulls into a field with that gun and did it to all the pit bulls, we'd have a better society with less dead babies.
Right.
I knew this was
less dead fucking babies. So, let it be known.
That's Justin, I like that you doubled Justin down. Silver typing right now.
I'm very desensitized to cows being shot in the head.
Oh, we watched
crazy?
Way worse than that. Remember when we watched the guy that kills gophers?
Yeah, dude. I watched Mexicans behead a cartel member. I mean, I really, you know, them shooting some cows in a kind of a hilarious way is not something that's disturbing me.
Well, it's not disturbing to me because we eat them. Yes. I guess if I was a person that was like, oh, I don't eat animals because I love them, then sure, I'd understand. But I literally eat beef all the time.
Love it.
So it'd be really shitty of me to be like, oh, this is disturbing, and then I'm going to go eat a burger.
Like, I you know, Bispin used to work in a like a slaughterhouse, and he said it's fucked up. Like, it's not like that. That, in my opinion, was fairly humane. You don't see anything.
That's
they
a humane
just go,
way to do
you know.
It. Yeah.
He also was beating the cows to death.
That was his
you know,
MMA
Rocky,
practice.
How he, you know Rocky, how they punched them? Yeah. He did it when they were alive. Yeah. It was actually crazy.
Oi, governor!
Oi, 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 oi. Come on, put him up, mate.
Well, a lot of those places, they slit the cow's throat.
Yeah. That seems like a slow way
well,
to
do it. Well, that's for whatchamacallit. That's specifically, I think, for like halal and shit like that, because you need to drain the blood from the animal.
Oh, yeah. The way the Jews do it with, what do they call it?
Kosher.
Kosher.
Right.
Is it more fucked up?
It's way more fucked up.
Because it used to be humane back then. It was like that was the way, it was a more humane way of killing animals, and then we evolved beyond that. And they're like, no.
These Jews will come in and they fucking take out like a sickle, and then they fucking slice the blood and they rain it in, they suck a baby's dick. It's a wild thing that the Jews are out there doing. I mean, God bless them, dude. I'm sure it's fucking, it's, in a weird way, when you eat something kosher, you're like, this tastes better because I know there's banking behind it.
Suffering. You know? Like you get like a steak with like a side of tears, like an Jew.
They bless it.
What'd you say?
Oh, I just said it's okay though. They bless it.
Yeah, they bless it.
Like,
they do bless it.
Yeah.
They do bless it.
The Jews do. They
you know, in Rome, none of the churches have holy water in them anymore.
What's holy water anyway?
Hold on. Can I say something that just happened? And I already see it in his fucking hand. He went and bought some fucking dab pen, and I'm going to beat him up. I'm actually going to beat him up. Because I gave a not only did I was how specific was I?
And you made him write it down.
I made him write it down.
You said Jigger McGregor.
Jigger McGregor's Jigger McGregor. Black Hunter McGregor. Jigger McGregor. I gave him a specific fucking. That got Zach. Thank you. I specifically told you what to get, and now I see a G pen, a fucking G pen.
I was reading the list to the guy over and over and over again. I was like, I need these, and these things. And
why do Indian people who aren't potheads own all of these spots?
And he was like, trust me, get this one. You won't need any of that stuff. And I was like, no, but like that's the stuff that.
I want you to go and hit that guy right in his fucking face. What is this? Chicken fries are on their way. They better be here in the next 14 minutes.
He sold you what he wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
Dude, are you...
So,
I know what it is. He goes, you open it and put wax in it.
You got fucked, dude.
You can return it, right? Did you say no refunds?
No way you can... No way. He's going to... I don't remember you.
Let me see how it works. Give me some words.
No, not, you are not here today, buddy. Where do you get this? Where do you get this? I do not sell this.
It's like I'm there.
There's no fucking way.
You just put it in.
I'm
going to give him a chance. If this rules, because I know G-Pen is a very popular brand, right? If this rules...
No, G-Pen was the guy that sold that.
God damn you, buddy. Happy birthday. That's fucking awesome.
This shit better fucking work.
Unless you're earning your fucking key, bro.
I have a feeling it's not going to work.
You're going to get so high, higher than you've ever been. This guy deserves a raise. Oh, shit.
It's working.
Tiny hit.
No, Lewis, that's a suppository.
I think you have to get let it warm up a little bit. It'll give you a bigger hit. We're just enamored by this. Smells good.
I'm more waiting for the response than the result.
You got to be getting high with that.
It sucks, dude. It sucks.
Well, now you definitely can't return it because you used it.
No, you're gonna throw it in his fucking face, dude.
Throw it in his face.
Why would I want to take tiny hits? Why would I want that? Here, I hit it 5 times now. Now it's off, I think. Yes. 5 times again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did you see the what he wanted in the store?
They didn't have like the butane and things like that.
No, but I mean, did they have?
They had a bong. They had a dab rig.
The thingamarigger.
I went to 2 different smokes.
I'll go upstairs. I promise you, if I go upstairs, I can get everything. I promise you.
Yeah, he took one look at him and he was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, let me get rid of this $90 shitty fucking. How much was this?
I think it was like $71.
$71.
Yeah. That's nuts.
For that little
pen? It's crazy. It's terrible.
Is that a lot?
It's a lot.
It's
okay.
A lot.
Okay.
It's
damn.
A lot. It's terrible.
I was going to say, judging by the it's look on Zach's face, still.
This would be if I, like, if you don't smoke weed, I would give you a hit off this. And you'd be like, all right, I'm going to get high because these little tiny. It's not for, like, do you see what I smoke? Do you see the size of the dabs that I take? My lungs fill up. I blow it. It fills up the entire room with smoke. It's obnoxious.
It's a huge inconvenience to everyone else here.
Yeah, dude. And I'm trying to do that. Yeah, here we are. Here we are.
Everybody has to put up with it. And he's going to get high in a second and be like, it's okay. It's fine.
Well, it's chicken fries.
But those chicken fries are
by the way, right? Chicken fries aren't keto because they have a little bit of breading, but I could probably eat a couple chicken fries before I go.
Yeah,
to,
why not?
You do
are the chicken fries
now?
Really coming?
Yeah.
Because I'm excited about these chicken fries. I'm going to be honest with you.
I would have talked about it in the entire show.
We did.
He's going to... They're gonna come. They're gonna be regular fries.
I mean, I guess I'll hold on to this.
can we
return this now?
You got fired.
We can probably return. We're gonna return this.
I don't think you return it's used.
Well, he doesn't. They don't have to know that. Yeah. They can just put it back in the box. And be like, yeah, this is what I wanted.
All right.
He's gonna smell the tip,
ladies and gentlemen.
Puerto Rican.
It's time for our brand new segment. Executives be wiling.
In the future, there will be a thing.
There'll be a thing. Executives be wiling. Thank you, Natalie. So eBay executive terrorized bloggers in retaliation by sending bugs and porn to their house. Please tell me, Shannon. Talk to me about this.
Okay, so it's a Massachusetts couple. They created this like blog or like a forum so that people could post their grievances about some of the tech giants like eBay, Amazon, whatever. And ever since it was in 2019 that they created this. And ever since then, eBay, their executives have been coming after them to make them take it down. Some of the things that they did were they mailed them boxes of the worst kind of bug that there are that live in New York City.
You can't even say the
Puerto
word.
Puerto Ricans?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Shannon, you can't say the word.
I don't like, no.
You can't say cockroaches.
No.
Oh,
spiders. They sent them. I can say that one. They sent porn to the house in the name of the husband, but like a jailbait porn, just to kind of like defame his name.
Nice.
I was going to say they're sending porn. Thank you.
Jailbait porn. Yeah, it's really good
Noise.
Stuff.
Hell yeah.
They tweeted at them under several different like.
Wait a minute. Child porn or like jailbait porn? Like
barely legal. 18,
barely like 18. Legal.
Yes. Hustlers yeah. Barely
they
legal.
Just,
so it's still
they
legal.
They just crossed the border.
Whatever. That's, you mean porn? You mean the only yeah, porn
they
worthwhile
send them
watching?
Good, send them good porn?
Without old ladies? Great.
I mean tight pink pussies? And
is that the regular is. Porn?
She still has hope in her eyes?
Jesus Christ.
It's going to be a mainstream success at
if
one
you're
point.
Into like cougar porn, it's like, it's a fetish. It's like.
You think so?
Yeah,
it's,
dude.
It's big, dude.
Cougar porn, I feel.
MILF porn is massive. It's wild.
I think it's massive for young dudes, though. Like, there's no dude my age being like, I'm looking at porn for a woman my age. That's crazy.
Maybe. Crazy I wonder. I would like to see the numbers, like the breakdown on that. I like when Pornhub releases their breakdown of who's watching what where.
They do that?
It's fun.
Erase my history. Get rid of my cookies. Whatever cookies are. Should I be enabling cookies? Not enabling cookies? I enable cookies all the time, boys. Right.
So does Zach.
I'm
an enabler.
There we go. Hey, why didn't it work?
You gotta get a Zenny snake one.
It's Kessel snake, but it's not working.
For barely legal porn, they're Girl Scout cookies.
Samoas, yeah. If you're into fat fetish.
Oh,
fat
shit. Fetish. Somebody just made $100. I'm furious that I made that bet. Damn it.
Wow.
I'm furious, dude. Fuck.
Well done.
Redemption. Chicken fries?
It has to make up for the pen.
With no sauce, though. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, that's Burger King, though.
Nice dry chicken fries.
Never gonna win.
Last time I went to McDonald's for the first time in years. I haven't been to McDonald's in like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. I went and I got nuggets and they didn't give me any fucking sauce.
That's crazy. Black people will kill. No, thank you. Black people will kill you over
I'm gonna hit you in your face for bringing ketchup in here.
You want some?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Me too. We both have to watch our figure.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Be careful.
Chick fucking filets. Look at that. Zach's excited.
That's the best of both.
Did you hear about that story about the guy? We're doing a segment, right?
It's fine.
The black guy that killed the guy.
Here we go, Anthony. Here we go.
Yeah.
Compound Media Zenhauser over here.
No, there was if you forget a black person's sauce, it's not a good thing. There's many, many videos to pick from. The sauce. Yo, where's the sweet and sour? But
it's
true.
It's fun.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
That's
like, you forget
sauce.
That.
Nuggets with sweet and sour.
Mm. Well, if you.
God damn it, that smells good.
So
though.
If I please take a chicken fry.
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
What's snacking on chicken fries?
That's good.
Burger King. Love it.
Thanks to
Young Dylan. Just made $100. Invoice Andrea for that $100, please.
He was so he
don't
was so
don't tell
sad.
Ralph that I'm paying him $100 to get chicken fries for the show. Do not tell Ralph any of this. Andrea.
He was
you.
So sad. I was watching him through the window. He was so sad when you chastised him about that. He's like shaking his head. And then I saw him a mouth ugly speck. But I think he was talking to Andrew.
Okay, good. Dude, these chicken fries are fucking bomb diggity right now.
Good for you, man. Yeah, that's the thing. Those dabs, the dabs are hitting, right? A little bit. You're feeling it. It's good in a pinch.
It's better than nothing.
But it's not what you wanted. You know, and it's not like this is a pinch network. This is a network where you should have the butane, the thingamarig.
We have to return to our core values. And I said this on Legion of Skanks the other day. We have to understand what our core values are. And one of our core values, look, we're never going to be a fucking state-of-the-art technology company. That's just not what we are. We are not fucking programmers and designers like that. That's not what we do. Okay, we're not engineers. But what we can do is we can offer the best fucking podcast in the world. We could offer an unparalleled experience to our hosts when they come in and they feel as if, holy shit, we have a team of people behind us that's going to make sure that we produce these podcasts in an incredible way. We don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. And it starts off with a sign that isn't written in chicken scratch. It starts off with some chicken fingers.
Your core values.
It's all chicken.
It's all about the chicken.
It's a lot of chicken in all my core values, okay? What are some sayings involving chickens, Shannon? There has to be, right?
Don't count your chickens before
they hatch. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Running around like a chicken without its head.
Running around. That's what you're doing right now, Dylan. You're running around like a chicken without its head on.
To make omelets, you have to break some eggs.
You got
to
break some, and that's a chicken adjacent saying. Did not mention a chicken, but you know.
You're no spring chicken.
You ain't no spring chicken anymore. You understand that, young
Shannon's
Dylan?
Shannon's reading your text.
Oh man. This undisputed
champion. This is the funniest podcast in the world. It really is. I'm like, all bullshit aside, like, yeah. There's other funny ones out there, but this one is. It's really good. Really is, guys. Thank you for supporting Real Ass Podcast because it does rule. Okay, so executives be wildin'. Honda overpays bonuses to hundreds of workers at Ohio warehouse and is now demanding they pay it back. Shannon, give me some more information about this.
The Honda factory overpaid their bonuses. They didn't say exactly how much they overpaid them, but it varied and it went up to several hundreds of dollars per person. So it was based on what the person made. Once they realized they made the error, they reached out to all the employees and said that they have 9 days to decide exactly how they're going to pay the money back. So it has to be either from future checks that's coming to them, or they just write them out a check.
Well, look, I don't mean to be fucking siding with the man here, but yeah, they fucking overpaid you, fucking losers. Pay them back. You don't get to just keep it because somebody made a fucking mistake.
Yeah, you do. I'm on the other side. You
no
make a
way.
Mistake.
Of course
that's,
you would.
They fucked up.
You're out
they
there fucking
fucked
killing
up.
Your own pets and fucking burying them in the ground and cooking them like a psychopath. You don't have any
gauge.
And
then we eat them.
You don't have any gauge as to how the world works.
No, you fucked up. They fucked up. That was their mistake. They got to let them keep the money now.
I don't know.
Do you think I bet there's some laws around
let them keep them?
Well, how much was it? How much?
Several hundred. Up to several hundred.
$1,700 a person?
No. Up to several hundred.
Several hundred. Oh. So like a few, yeah, like a few
Anthony
hundred.
Anthony asked and then didn't listen to what anybody said. He's like, how much? He was like, several hundred. He was like, 1,700, huh?
I was smelling chicken fingers.
Have a chicken finger. I know you want one. Listen to me.
Well, we all first know of all,
they're barely,
all know I want
they're
one.
Barely breaded. Okay, yeah. And they're pretty good.
Oh, that chicken is so bad for you.
I mean, it's not good.
The process, it's
yeah,
all
it's
like,
not great.
It's paste. It's all
I bet you, you know what? I bet you they've done a thing at Burger King
assholes.
Where they make it like it's full whole chicken now, right? I bet they did that, right?
And just the fry part of the chicken?
Yeah.
No, just, it's definitely just like
no, the genetically engineered chickens with
oh,
fries
yeah,
hanging
sure.
off
yeah.
their heads.
Like dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be thinking of it as a business owner. I can see how you're seeing it and going, come on, we got to, you know, I don't want to pay all these people extra money. What the fuck am I
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, but you did.
If
you,
I accidentally paid
up.
Any of these people more money, I would fucking press charges to the fullest extent of the law. I would yeah. make it like they stole it from me.
Right.
Yeah, I think that happened to somebody here.
Who did I pay you more money?
No, the company did.
The company paid you more money.
Yep.
And we made you pay it back?
Yep.
Good. God damn right you should have.
But that means that's
$10,000.
We overpaid you $10,000?
Yep.
And how long before we saw it?
A few weeks.
And you thought, and you said nothing. You're like a scumbag.
I thought I did a good job that month.
Stop acting like we were the assholes.
In all fairness, he is an integral part of the company.
I thought I had a really good month.
Yeah, he thought he two-tenth that, and he mentioned nothing. And then we said, oh, shit, we saw it. Did we take it all back at once?
No, I paid it back over 6 months.
That's nice as well. That's a very nice solution on our end to say, hey, you know what, dude? Even though a few weeks later we saw it, we're not going to make you pay it back all at once because, you fucking went and spent it on chicken fingers or fucking... You know, cook pigs.
No, I paid most of it back in one lump, and then I paid the rest off over a few months.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
This happened to me, too. They overpaid me.
Man, was I excited to open up my bank account. That I was like, wow, I have $11,000.
I made the best decision ever. That's hilarious.
No, I think the company should get their money back.
I mean, here's the thing. If it is, all right, Honda is a multi-million dollar corporation, right? Like massive company, right?
I guess, yeah. But
so
it's also
it would be the equivalent of us overpaying our team $40 collectively, mm-hmm. right? Like collectively, like $40 went out to the team. We probably wouldn't bang out the team for that $40 back collectively, right? Like, well, you guys got to figure out how to give us $3 each. That wouldn't happen. So when you look at it in that scale, yes, Honda's being cheap fucks, right? And for a person who got an extra $500 in their check 1 month as a bonus, that was probably like...
A big deal.
A big deal. To a lot of people, $500 extra in a month is a massive, massive deal. So yes, I do understand that. However, it is what it is. I understand removing the emotion from it as well and going like, all right, you were just overpaid.
Right.
Take that back.
Well, the auto industry is also like collapsing right now due to a lack of supply. But... I figure if you convert that money into
Anthony
yen.
Anthony really knows just facts that only old men know.
Convert that into yen. Because, I mean, it's really the Japanese are the ones going, we want our money back.
Yeah.
Right? That's how they talk.
I think you should I would like to know what kind of bonuses the executives there got.
A lot.
And maybe
you know it's a lot.
Split it. Maybe they get less of a bonus.
Which is really shitty. I mean, anytime, like, because all those guys always get bonuses every year. They're always getting, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars bonus. Mm. And rightly so. They're the head honchos of the company. They've worked hard to be there, or they have a rich father, or whatever. But that's their right. But if you're just, like, if you're a detailer in a fucking place and you get an extra...
Look, this is America. If you want to go from being a detailer to being an executive to being a CEO, there's a path for every fucking detailer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather live in a world where I have that fucking path than live in a world where we go, no, come on, the detailers need fucking, no. Their motivation should be to grow as and to be as prosperous and as successful as possible. Mm-hmm. And we have a system set up for that here, which I think is pretty fair. I genuinely do think anyone that I know that is talented and that works hard does pretty well. Simple as that. You know, it's a fair system. That's across the board. That's not just in comedy. That's just across the board. If you're talented and you're a hard worker... I think if life figures its way out, right? And you just sort of have to put one foot in front of the other and you'll go very far. If you believe that, very often people don't have that belief in themselves, right? So that's the other side of it is not only are you talented and a hard worker, but also having the belief in your own ability to grow and be as successful as possible. That is probably the X factor that sort of separates, because there I should say there probably are a lot of talented, hardworking people that they can't get over a certain hump. But it's just a switch. They have to just change the way of looking at the world, and I think that they would do better. Let's do our one final Executives Be Wildin', then we got to get out of here. Executives Be Wildin', Shannon, what happened with the Beyond Meat executive?
So he was leaving an Arkansas Razorbacks game. And he was in the parking lot. There's like a lot of traffic in there, and they were inching their way out. And as they're trying to get out, somebody is kind of like slowly trying to get in front of his car. So like inching in front of his car, inching in front of his car. And then that guy tapped his tire with his car. He lost his mind to get out of the car. He punched through the back windshield. Mm-hmm. And then the guy gets out of the car. They engage in a fight. He starts like grabbing him, punching him, and then he bit the guy's nose.
Wow.
And this is the COO of Beyond Meat.
This is the best advertisement for Beyond Meat I've ever heard. Yeah. This man punched through a window. It's all the Beyond Meat he's been eating.
Like, this is how much meat, this is how much he misses meat that he actually ate a human's face.
It's a little ironic.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we have a picture of the guy?
Yeah, this is the guy. Not of the guy with the face. They haven't revealed his name.
That guy doesn't just eat Beyond. That's a regular dude who just owns that company. That's not a vegetarian. That's a fucking Hank Hill. That is just,
he's like, why would anyone eat this horse shit?
He goes home and
he hates his own meat. He hates his product, dude.
Well, that Beyond Meat stuff is so processed and full of trash that, like, you're way better off just eating regular meat.
Like, oh, is it, like, really bad?
Yeah, it's full of all kinds of shit. Like, yeah,
he's
no
definitely been at
a
party and be like, what do I do? I'll sell faggot burgers. I sell queers a bunch of processed horse shit. Medium rare.
All right, look, we got to run. We got to wrap this one up. Thank you for watching Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back next week with another great show on Monday. Until then, have yourselves a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.